From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO members to spend more on defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are meeting Tuesday about key appointments in their new administration. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions could be named Secretary of Defense or Attorney General. Trump has more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as they prepare to take office January 20th. Members of the U.S. House Republican Conference convened for leadership elections Tuesday. On each of their seats, a red and white Make America Great Again hat. That's a Trump campaign signature symbol. House Speaker Paul Ryan was put back in his position. As Republicans presented a united front, though, House Democrats met just down the hall. A leadership election was delayed until Thursday. The election of Donald Trump is casting a cloud over the conference of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is to deliver a speech at the convention in Morocco. Trump, during the recent campaign, vowed to rip up the Paris Agreement on climate change. This is VOA News. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. The Defense Ministry said the operation includes warplanes from Russia's aircraft carrier, which recently arrived in the eastern Mediterranean. Russian media say the airstrikes were aimed at Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front. In Washington, the State Department strongly criticized Russia for the new attacks. Meanwhile, Syrian government aircraft renewed barrel bomb attacks on the city of Aleppo. Speaking Tuesday at the end of a visit to the United Arab Emirates, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a ceasefire in Yemen could start as early as November 17th.
Our sense is that, and most of the parties we talk to agree, in fact, all the parties we talk to agree that there's no military solution. So if that's the fact, then you've got to get into what is the political solution.
Houthi rebels and an alliance led by Saudi Arabia have agreed on a plan to build a national unity government by the end of the year, but the Yemeni government says it's not interested. Egypt's top appeals court has quashed a death sentence against former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Edward Uranian reports.
Egypt's Court of Cassation overturned a June 2015 death sentence against former President Mohamed Morsi in a case relating to his breaking out of prison during the country's January 2011 revolution against longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak. Five of Morsi's associates also had their sentences reduced in the case. Morsi will continue to serve 20 to 40 year sentences in three cases. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila addressed Parliament Tuesday, one day after his government resigned, in accordance with an agreement that keeps him in office until elections scheduled for 2018. His 45-minute speech was punctuated by frequent applause, and a opposition group is demanding that he step down. Mr. Kabila warns he cannot allow the country to be taken hostage by what he called a fringe of the political class. Russian prosecutors charge Economic Development Minister Alexei Ulyukayev with extortion on Tuesday and requested that he be placed under house arrest. It is Russia's highest-level corruption case in decades. Ulyukayev's lawyer says he denies the charges. Analysts and observers question the charges as politically motivated and say the arrest more likely exposes an internal Kremlin battle between those for and against more state control of the declining Russian economy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.